Hello, Olympians, and welcome to just a brief guided meditation I'm going to call Distractions. A lot of meditators, a lot of people think that they have failed when their mind is distracted. In fact, it is normal for your mind to be distracted. After all, we are a complex organism. We have a brain with many parts that has many roles, many of which we are aware of, and many of which we are not. We are aware of the many thoughts that our brain generates. We have an amygdala, which is the internal radar. It's constantly on, scanning. Is there danger? Is there danger? Is there danger? And we all know that our brain often sends warnings to our body and our brain, frontal lobe, that says, danger, fight, flight. We have hearing and smell, and we have sight, and we have sensitivity. We have the ability also to intuit. What is that part of the brain? I don't know, but the body as the brain, sensing what is around it. If anybody wants to experiment by having one person close their eyes and the other person holding their hand in front of their body or their face, sure, there's some body temperature that you may sense, but there's also an awareness that a body can have. So distractions are normal. So you're probably already distracted by my voice. You're already thinking of other things, all the things you have to do, you should have done, the worries. By now, I'd like you to take your first inhale in through your nose, and I'd like you to feel the air come in through and over your nostrils. I'd like you to pause at the top, feeling the air as high up into your chest and maybe low throat, and then out through your mouth, over your lips. As we inhale again, pause and exhale. It's pretty common that by the third breath, our brain is already distracted. So what I want to do is I want to play a game, and we're going to actually look for the distractions. And we're going to say, welcome. Welcome every time a distraction comes. And now I want to use the hand somewhere on the body. You might want to put it on your belly so you can feel your breath. You might want to put it on your heart. I like putting it on my heart if I actually have my wrist also on my abdomen and my elbow as close to my body as possible. I actually can have both feeling my belly rise and fall with almost my elbow. I'm using my right hand. And my palm is actually on my sternum as I try to sense what is happening around my heart. So we're going to inhale, feeling the air over our nose, and we are going to hold it briefly, feeling our arm against our body, and we're going to exhale through our mouths, and we are going to feel our abdomen fall as we exhale, pulling, not pushing, but pulling our belly button towards our spine. Now, as we inhale again, maybe our belly goes out first, which would be ideal. We feel our elbow go out first, then our forearm, then our wrist, and now our hand is on our breast or on our heart. And by now, as we begin to either inhale or exhale, we have distraction. Welcome. Welcome, thought. Just say welcome. You should welcome the distractions. And I want you to actually take a moment and just See it, whatever color the distraction is, whatever color it could be. Maybe you actually don't see it in a color. But I'd like you to put a color on. Put a color on the distraction. Now inhale again, feeling our belly go out, feeling our elbow go out and our forearm as our abdomen is filling with air, pausing, and then our elbow goes in as our belly button pushes towards our spine, and here comes another distraction. Maybe it's a what I should have done. Now, I'd like you to do one more thing. I'd like you to say, welcome, and it's okay. It's okay to have the distractions. It's part of who you are. You don't want to turn off your brain. You want to change the way you respond to a busy brain. What if you could have a busy brain and a calm body? What if you could change the way you respond to a busy brain, but not lose the benefits of a brain that is off thinking, creating, dreaming, imagining, doing busy work, solving problems, while your body and the rest of you smiles and says, welcome, it's okay. It's a little bit like standing at the edge of your own kitchen, watching yourself do the dishes. I know that's a strange image, right? Could it possibly be good to watch myself do some other task? I thought the purpose of this was to quiet and to shut off all of these thoughts. We are alive. All of us can exist together. There's this negative connotation to distraction. Let's welcome the distraction. And it's okay to have a distraction. It's how we react when we often get distracted. Oh, darn, I'm distracted. We criticize ourselves. We're judging ourselves. How is someone else not going to criticize and judge us if we do it so well ourselves? So for the last few breaths as we inhale, and I'd like you to continue on your own as this meditation ends. I'd like to inhale, feeling our belly go out, keeping our arm as close. Don't press so hard with your arm, but just using it as a guide. Feeling our belly go out, our abdomen go out, our hand on our heart. Keeps us grounded to our body. And our exhale through our mouth. And our inhale again. And our exhale again through our mouth. Welcome. It's okay. Have a great rest of the day. And welcome your distractions.